Ando.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for your power walking in halls, producing every good work. Thank you, Lord, for your presence you have enthroned in our lives and environment. Thank you for making difficult things easy for us to achieve. Thank you for battles that you fought and won for us. Thank you for the battles you empowered us to fight and win. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for breaking barriers the enemy has set on our ways. Thank you for breakthroughs you have done in our lives. The divine protection and preservation. Thank you for how you destroy attacks of the enemy that were sent to destroy us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for confusing the plans and agendas of the kingdoms of darkness that were against us. Thank you, Lord, for your light that is exposing darkness and their schemes and destroying them as well. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness unto us in this ministry. Thank you for defending your purposes and interests in our lives. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. Thank you for rewarding our sacrifices. Thank you for blessing us with peace and joy. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Lord, for you have not allowed us to be stranded of good things. You have not allowed us to become prey to the enemy. Thank you, Lord. You have not allowed us to borrow before we hit and survive. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that as we would be praying right here, trusting in your power, mercies, and love, O Lord, meet us at the point of our needs. Even as we pray right here tonight, Lord, let your heavens open over this meeting. Let your right hand of power touch every one of us. Let our lives be transformed by your mighty hand. And let us be able to share testimonies of your wonders and faithfulness. In Jesus' name, In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you once again to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs, and thereafter we would go into prayer points. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain, the same Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain, the same Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same, the same Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain the same. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, you are so good, you are so kind. Almighty God, blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty. fountains raining. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. How far, Omega, you are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of our praises today. You are Alpha, Alpha, Omega. You are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of our praises today. Alpha, Omega. You are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of our praises today. Call him Alpha, Alpha, Omega. You are worthy of our praises today. You are worthy of our praises today. This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today. We welcome you today. This is your house. This is your house. Your home. We welcome you. Lord, we welcome you. Lord, this is your house, your home. We welcome you today. We welcome you today. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. You reign. You reign. You reign, you reign, you reign, Jesus, you reign in our lives, you reign, you reign, you reign, God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, Lion Judah. We worship you. Are you worthy? In the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless, are they white as snow, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Begin to praise Him, glorify Him, exalt Him, magnify Him, worship Him, worship the King of Kings, worship the Lord of Hosts, worship the Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the King of Glory, the King of Kings, the King of Israel, the Most High God. Worship Him. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. He is the one who was, and is, and is to come. He is the Almighty God. He is the Almighty God. Begin to worship Him. O Lord, we praise You. Mighty healer, mighty savior, mighty deliverer, we glorify You, we worship You, we bow before Your throne, we adore You, Lord, for You are so gracious, You are so merciful, You are so kind, You are so wonderful. Blessed be Your holy name. You are our Father, You are our Shepherd, You are our Lord and Savior. You are our God. You are our healer. You are our restorer. You are our deliverer. You are our power. You are our might. You are our strength. We worship You, Lord. You speak and they come to pass. No one else speak and it will happen if You have not authorized it. We worship You, King of Kings. Blessed be Your holy name. King of the universe, we worship you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in us. Thank you for all that you are doing through us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have freely given unto us. Thank you for what you have determined to do for us at such a time like this. Thank you for great heights you are taking us. Thank you for victories you have given to us. Thank you for your honor you have placed upon us. Thank you for how you have shown us mercy. Thank you for how you have forgiven our sins. Thank you for how you have blessed us. Thank you for how you have helped us. Thank you for how you have protected us. Thank you for everything you have done. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your love that is unlimited toward me. Thank you for your unlimited love toward me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for your limitless love toward me. Thank you for loving me without limit. Thank you for loving me forever. Thank you for loving me endlessly. Thank you for your unfailing love you have toward my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your unfailing love, for your unlimited love, for your limitless love that you have toward my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your limitless love, for your unending love. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to ask God for forgiveness of sins. You're going to say, Father, I come to you with a repentant heart. O Lord, forgive all my sins according to your mercies. Forgive all my sins according to your mercy, according to your grace and love. Forgive me, O Lord. I come before you with a repentant heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to him. Say, Lord, I come before you with a repentant heart. Oh, Lord, forgive me all my sins. Forgive me all my sins. Forgive me all my sins. Oh, Lord, show me your mercy. Pardon my iniquities. Show me mercy. Pardon my iniquities. Thank you, Lord. Show me mercy. Pardon my iniquities. Oh, Lord, forgive me all my sins. Cleanse me in your blood. Cleanse me in your blood. Cleanse me in your blood. Show me your mercy. Show me mercy, O Lord. All the sins I have committed willingly against you, Lord, I repent. And I ask that you forgive me now. All the sins I have committed knowingly, willingly against you, against your name, against your righteousness, against your kingdom, against your covenant. O Lord, forgive me now in your mercies. I repent today. I repent tonight. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. Cleanse me in your blood. Wash me clean with your blood. Wash away my sins. Wash away my filthiness. Wash away my iniquities. Wash away my corruption and pollution. Cleanse me, O Lord, with your blood. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that don't want to offend you. Give me a heart that don't want to hurt you. Give me a heart that don't want to sin against you. Open your mouth and begin to ask God for such heart. In Ezekiel 36, the Lord promised, he said he will give you a new heart and a new spirit. A new heart and a new spirit. Say, oh Lord, give me a heart that don't want to offend you. Give me a heart that don't want to offend you. Give me a heart that don't want to sin against you. Give me a heart that don't want to make you angry. Oh Lord, give me a heart that loves righteousness. Give me a heart that loves obedience. Give me a heart that loves commitment, dedication, faithfulness. Give me a heart that loves righteousness. Lord, give me such a heart that don't sin against you, that don't want to sin against you. The Bible says that whoever is born of God cannot sin. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin. If you are indeed a child of God, you will not want to sin against God. You will not deliberately sin against God. Say, Lord, give me a heart that don't want to offend you. Give me a heart that don't want to fail you. Give me a heart that don't want to make you angry. Give me a heart that don't want to displease you. Oh Lord, give me such a heart. A heart that fears you. A heart that loves you. A heart that obeys your commandments. Give me such a heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If you are fond of giving excuses for your mistakes, you can't please God. If you are fond of giving excuses for your misbehaving, you can't please God. There is no excuse for sinning against God. Yeah, maybe you say, oh, that man said some words and I got angry. In the kingdom of God, in the throne, before the throne of God, you have no excuse. You can't say because your wife offends you, your husband offends you, your child offends you, and you now sin against God in the process and you think you have a genuine excuse before God. No, you don't. You can't say because the government of your country is not favorable to you, and then you think that is a ground to sin against God. That is wrong. You have no excuse. You are inexcusable. Therefore, you are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, forgive me for finding excuses to sin against you. Give me a heart that takes full responsibility of my behaviors and actions. Yeah. Say, Lord, forgive me for giving excuses for my mistakes and sins. Give me a mind that takes full responsibility of all my actions in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, forgive me for giving excuses. There is no excuse for displeasing God, for offending God. You can't blame anyone. You have to begin to take responsibility that you have done wrong and repent. Say, Lord, forgive me for giving excuses for hurting you, for giving excuses for misbehaving, for giving excuses for doing what is wrong in your sight. Oh, Lord, give me a mind. Give me a heart that takes full responsibility of my actions and lifestyle and behaviors in the name of Jesus. Give me a heart that acknowledges that agrees that I am wrong when I am wrong. Give me a heart that agrees that I am wrong when I am wrong in the name of Jesus. Give me a heart that accepts guiltiness when I am guilty. Give me such a heart, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, some time ago, a lady was chatting with me, and she was telling me how her boyfriend broke up with her and asking me to pray that God will bring the two of them back together. And I told her, I said, do you know that you living with your boyfriend and both of you sleeping together, do you know that you have sinned against God? And she was like surprised, as if what I said is a new thing. She was like, oh, I think you are right. Yeah. So I said, how do you expect God to bless a relationship that is against Him? How do you expect God to heal a relationship that is a sin against Him? Yeah. So many Christians have normalized sin. Yeah. You are hitting sin every day. You hit sin as if you hit bread. You drink sin as you know, as you would drink water. Yeah, you practice it every day and it is just a normal thing to you. You don't even feel sorrowful. Yeah, something is wrong with you. And something is wrong with your Christianity. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every spirit that is making sin normal to me. Deliver me from every spirit of darkness that is making disobedience a normal thing to me, that is making unfaithfulness a normal thing to me. Oh Lord, deliver me from such spirits in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, deliver me from every spirit of darkness, making sin and unrighteousness and disobedience a normal thing to me. Making sin and unrighteousness and ungodliness and worldliness a normal thing to me. Lord, deliver me from such spirit in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. So Lord, deliver me from such spirit. Every spirit that is making me feel at home with sin, making me feel normal, feel okay with sin. Oh Lord, deliver me from the spirit. Remove such spirit from my body, soul, and spirit. Remove such spirit from alive. In the name of Jesus, until you begin to hate sin, you are not ready for the kingdom of God. And as a matter of fact, you are not even ready for God until you begin to hate sin with great passion, with great hatred. Say, oh Lord, take away from me every spirit that is making sin a normal thing to do every day, that is making sin a normal practice in my life. Lord, deliver me from such spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, still going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're still going to place your right hand on your head and you're going to pray like this. Yeah, the Lord is showing me that there is something the devil has planted in, I don't know how many of you, yeah, but it's like, what I'm saying is like something is being planted inside of you, and that thing is growing and is forming. Yeah, that thing is taking shape. Yeah, and once that thing completes its growth or formation, something terrible is going to happen in your life. Yeah, that's the best way I can explain it. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every evil planted by Satan into me, to produce evil. Whatsoever the enemy has planted into me to produce evil, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, every seed of darkness, every plantation of darkness in me that is growing and taking form to cause evil in my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Uproot them now. Nishi hake suseli andishina. Dekte andel hashte sasashinabala. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them. Whatsoever has been injected into me, and it's forming and growing to cause evil in my life, to cause evil in my health, to cause evil in my spirit and soul, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to still place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let the of my spirit be opened to see into every realm you want me to see. Say, Father, let the eyes of my spirit be opened to see into every realm you want me to see. Begin to pray like that. Nishi haso selestun hatana galashdana. Mashije and dekojidia. O Lord of hosts, let the eyes of my spirit be opened now. Let the eyes of my spirit be opened now. Continue to pray. Let the eyes of my spirit be opened now to see into every realm you want me to see. In the name of Jesus, let the eyes of my spirit be opened right now. In the name of Jesus, let the eyes of my spirit open now to see into every realm you want me to see. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I decree that the hand of the Lord open the eyes of your spirit now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So you're still going to pray. you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every hand of the enemy that is enforcing failures upon the works of my hands. Every hand of darkness that is enforcing failures upon what I do for a living, upon my daily activities, let the sword of the Lord cut them off right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, I come against every demonic hand, every witchcraft hand, every hand of darkness that is enforcing failures upon my life, upon my daily activities, upon the works of my hands, upon my career, upon my calling. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off in the name of Jesus. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Every demonic hand enforcing failures upon my life, upon my daily activities, upon the works of my hands, upon my career and business. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the anger of God to destroy forces of hell, forces of the grave, forces of death, forces of darkness that is weakening my spiritual life and prayer life. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the anger of God to destroy forces of hell, forces of darkness, forces of the grave that is weakening my spiritual life and prayer life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the anger of God destroy forces of hell, weakening my spiritual life and prayer life. Let the anger of God destroy them now. Let the anger of God destroy them now. Let the anger of God destroy them now. Forces of hell, forces of the grave, forces of death, causing me to be weak spiritually and in the place of prayer. Thank you, Lord. Be destroyed by the anger of God in the name of Jesus. Forces of hell, forces of grave, forces of darkness, causing me to be weak in my spiritual life and prayer life, be destroyed by the anger of God in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed now. Be destroyed now by the anger of God. Be destroyed now by the anger of God. Be destroyed now by the anger of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're also going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every darkness that is making me to lose interest in things that will help me to grow spiritually. Say, Father, deliver me from every darkness causing me to lose interest in things that will help me grow in the knowledge of you, in things that will help me to get closer to you. Deliver me now from that darkness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nehashtegata. Lehenegeste laharaste hasasiyajda. Nihande shiade kutashtibala. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me from every darkness causing me to lose interest, causing me to lose passion in things that will draw me closer to you. Deliver me from such darkness right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Place your right hand on your head. Say, Father, deliver me from every darkness causing me to lose passion and interest in the things that will draw me closer to you. Every darkness causing me to lose interest in doing things that will draw me closer to you, in doing things that will build up my spiritual life, in doing things that will build up my spirit man. Oh Lord, deliver me from such darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If God comes to help you, if God visits you to help you, there are things God wants to see. Yeah. The kingdom of God don't ask principles by which they operate. Yeah, if God wants to help you, there are things He wants to see in your life. Yeah, He wants to see your passion for change. He wants to see your desperation for change. He wants to see your commitment. He wants to see your faithfulness. He wants to see your love. He wants to see hunger in your heart. Yeah, but I can see that many times God comes to some of you, you don't even show any readiness or passion or desperation that will make Him to help you. Yeah, what God is wanting to see in you is not seeing it. Yeah, the kingdom of God has principles by which they operate. If God is looking for desperation in your heart, and He sees that you are just not concerned about your present situation, you are not concerned the way He wants you to be concerned, you are not praying, you don't even have faith, you don't even trust Him, He will just leave. Yeah. The angel that appeared to Jacob, that angel was not going to help Jacob. Yeah. But Jacob held him and said, I will not let you leave here until you help me, until you bless me. Yeah, it shows that the countenance of that angel was not showing that He wants to help him. I don't know if I'm getting the point. Yeah, the angel visited him, and then the countenance of the angel was showing that I am not going to do anything. And then the man said, no, you will not leave here until you bless me, until you change my life. So now God visits you, and then you think that is all. It's not all. God is looking for something when he visits you. He's looking for something in your heart. He's looking for faith. He's looking for desperation. He's looking for trust. He's looking for obedience. He's looking for faithfulness, commitment, seriousness. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to have what you are looking for. Help me to have what you are looking for in my life before you will help me. Help me to manifest that attitude. Help me to manifest that character. Help me to manifest that nature. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to have that which you are looking for in my life before you will promote me, before you will elevate me, before you will help me, before you will change my life. Lord, help me to have that which you are looking for. Help me to have that which you are looking for. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord, to have the faith that you are looking for. Help me to have the commitment you are looking for. Help me to have the desperation you are looking for. Help me to have the seriousness you are looking for before you will change my life. Help me to have the obedience you are looking for. Help me, O Lord, so that my life does not remain the same anymore. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus, you need to know that God is no respecter of persons. If what he's looking for, you, he's not seeing it, he will keep waiting until he sees it. And he can wait for the next 15 years. If what he's looking for in you is not seeing it, I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking from experience. If what he's looking for is not seeing it, God doesn't mind to keep waiting until you have it. And he could wait for you for 15 years. And it is until you manifest that thing he's looking for that he will do what he wants to do. Say, oh Lord, help me to have that which you are looking for in my life. Before you will lift me up, before you will change my life, before you will help me, before you will bless me, oh Lord, help me to have that which you are looking for. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, as I was saying, the angel that Jacob saw was unwilling to help him. That angel came with the whole of heaven. Yeah, and somehow, when Jacob saw the angel, he knew that this person has all the power to change my life. He knew that this person has all the power and authority to rewrite my story and history. Yeah, so that angel came with all the fullness of God and all the fullness of heaven. But when the angel came, I don't know what he saw on Jacob, and he became unwilling to help him. And Jacob became desperate. He held his tie He held the tie of the angel. He said, you can't live here. I can't let you go. This is the only chance I have. It's either I die here or you bless me. It was at that point that Jacob's life changed. Now, maybe you are complaining. I've been praying, I've been fasting. What has changed? Have you prayed enough? Have you troubled heaven to the point that heaven says, to the point that God says, the cry of this, my daughter, is too much. I have to do something. Have you prayed enough? Do you think you have prayed enough? Do you think you have prayed enough with all the hours you have been praying? There are people who are praying for more hours than you, and yet they have not seen what they are looking for, and yet they did not stop. So maybe you think, I've prayed enough. I've fasted enough. It's a lie. You can't pray enough, and you can't fast enough. Yeah, you can't. So don't let devil deceive you and take your blessing away from you. So you're going to pray. Yeah, we need Christians that are desperate for divine transformation. You're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive the Spirit to be persistent and desperate in the place of prayer till I get results. Say, I receive the grace to be persistent and desperate in the place of prayer till I get results. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Ne hashte gata shalabala. Hane gihade talabala shishiana. I receive the grace to be desperate in the place of trusting God. I receive the grace to be desperate in the place of waiting on God. I receive the grace to be desperate in the place of prayer. Until I get results, I receive the grace to never stop praying until I see change. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, put on me that grace as you did to Elijah. Give me the same spirit. Oh Lord, give me the same grace as you gave Elijah. Give me the same grace, the grace to be persistent and desperate in the place of prayer until I see results. Give me that grace. Give me that grace. Give me that grace, oh God. Thank you, Father. Give me that grace, O God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I discovered how much the enemy has weakened your prayer life. Yeah. Or let me say, God revealed to me how much the enemy has weakened the prayer life of many of you. Yeah. And that is why a lot of things are not working. A lot of things are not moving forward in your life because the devil has successfully weakened your prayer life. Yeah. He has successfully weakened your prayer life and you are not trying to improve. That's the problem. You are not even wanting your prayer life to improve. You are not doing anything about it. Yeah. You need to repent. Yeah. Your prayer life as a Christian is your lifeline. Once your prayer life fails, you fail. Yeah. That is it. Once your prayer life fails, you will be captured by darkness. Once your prayer life fails, you will sin against God. You will not even know when you sin. A lot of things will go wrong in your life. Yeah, I don't know how many of you who are in that category really want a change. If you do, you are going to pray this prayer. Yeah, you're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, send your fire upon the altar of my spirit. Yeah, because your real prayer altar is in your spirit. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, send your fire upon the altar of my spirit and wake up my prayer life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, send your fire upon the altar of my spirit and wake up my prayer life, revive my prayer life, strengthen my prayer life. If you can't pray for just 1 hour, your prayer life is weak. If you can't pray alone, not the prayer we are doing we do on the platform here. I mean the prayer you do alone yourself, you and God. If you can't pray for 1 hour alone, you are weak. Your prayer life is weak. So Lord, send fire upon the altar of my spirit and revive my prayer life. Jike jereke tashti handela barashtera. Thank you, Lord. Send fire upon the altar of my spirit and revive my prayer life. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. I believe you're praying. Yeah, why should you be sleeping when you should be praying? That is a weakness. Say, Father, send fire upon the altar of my spirit. Revive my prayer life. Revive my prayer life. Revive my prayer life. Help me to pray for hours. Help me to be able to pray alone with you for hours. Revive my prayer life, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, send fire upon the altar of my spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, put upon me the garment of prayer. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, put upon me the garment of prayer, such that I am able to pray and continue to pray until I prevail. Say, Father, put upon me the garment of prayer. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, put upon me the garment of prayer. The garment of prayer can also be a mantle of prayer and can also be called the spirit of prayer. Yeah. Say, Father, put upon me the garment of prayer. Put upon me the garment of prayer so that I will be able to pray until I prevail. In the name of Jesus, that I will be able to pray and not stop praying until I prevail. Put upon me, O Lord, the garment of prayer. Put upon me 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 the garment of prayer. Father, put upon me the garment of prayer. Father, put upon me right now the garment of prayer, the spirit of prayer, the anointing of prayer, such that I pray for hours, such that I pray until I prevail. Lord, put upon me the garment of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I have said it before that it is wrong for you to substitute your personal prayer life with corporate prayers. Yeah, like what we are doing right here is corporate prayers. Yeah. It is wrong to substitute your personal prayer life with corporate prayers. You know, we have Christians that they don't pray on their own, but they are waiting for when it is prayer program, when it is time for prayer program, and then they come on they join the meeting or they join the program, and they pray and they feel like, yes, I have prayed. That is not a prayer life. If you are like that, you don't yet have a prayer life. If the time you pray seriously is in a program like this, or when you attend church program to pray, if that's the only time you pray, then you don't have a prayer life. Yeah, that's the truth. And then it means you will always be defeated by the kingdoms of darkness. Yeah, that's the truth. So don't replace your personal prayer life with corporate prayers. Yeah, don't do that. It is wrong. As a Christian, very wrong. Yeah, very wrong. In fact, the corporate prayers will produce results because you have spent time on your own talking to God. Corporate prayers like this will produce results after you have done well in your personal prayer with God. That is when corporate prayers like this can produce real results. God is not a magician. The kingdom of heaven has principles by which they operate. Yeah. If you are weak in your personal prayer life, there's no how you'll be able to receive what heaven wants to drop into your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put in me the attitude of prayer. You're going to say, Father, put in me the attitude of prayer such that I'm able to pray without ceasing. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping. I don't know if you have read that in your Bible before. Yeah. Well, I can show you. Yeah. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. If you have your Bible there, you can open it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Bible says, pray without ceasing. Can you see it? Pray without ceasing. Yeah. So if you only pray when our brethren come together for prayers, in a prayer meeting like this, are you obeying that scripture? Of course you are not. If you only pray for some few minutes, some few hours, and then after that you leave the realm of the spirit, you become carnal. Are you fulfilling that scripture? Of course not. Yeah, because this scripture implies that every time you are connected with God, by your spirit, every time you are in the spirit, you are communicating with God, you are talking to God, your heart is fixed on God, you are always communicating with heaven, praying. That's what this scripture implies. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the attitude of prayer such that I pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing mean you pray around the clock. You pray around the clock. Say, Father, give me the attitude of prayer. There's an attitude for it. Say, Lord, give me the attitude of prayer such that I pray without stopping. Open your mouth and begin to ask for that attitude. Begin to ask for that nature. Begin to ask for that mind, that mindset. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, give me the attitude of prayer. Give me the attitude of prayer. Give me the attitude of prayer. You can be washing plates in the kitchen and you're praying. You can be hitting and you're praying. You can be driving and you're praying. It's an attitude. You can be talking with a friend and you are praying. You can be doing everything and you are connected with heaven, with your spirit. If it is not possible, it will not be written in the Bible. Say, Father, give me the attitude of prayer. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray without ceasing. Give me the attitude of prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, help me to fix my heart on things that matters to you and your kingdom, on things that are important to you and your kingdom. What you fix your heart on will determine if you will have the attitude of praying without ceasing. What you're always fixing your mind on every hour, if we happen to open your mind to see what is there, what you always set your mind on will determine if you will ever have the attitude of prayer. If that thing is not about God's kingdom, God's righteousness, God's nature, God's will, then you can't have the attitude of prayer. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to set my heart on things that matters to you and your kingdom. In all the days of my life, help me to set my heart and mind on things that are important to you and your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, to always think about things that matters to you and your kingdom, and not myself, but you. To always think about you and your kingdom. To always think about things that matters to you and your will and your kingdom. Lord, help me to set my heart on those things. Help me to fix my mind on those things. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. For this is the foundation for having the attitude of prayer. Help me to fix my mind on things that matters to you and your kingdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You should have noticed from the marathon prayers we did during the 30 days fasting. Yeah, you should have noticed from that program that I can be very quick in leading prayers. So I can just lead you to pray for an hour. In fact, I can even lead you to pray for just 30 minutes. And then I round off the session. Yeah. Yeah, so it's not that I must lead you to pray for 2 hours or more. Yeah, I'm intentionally doing that to train you to pray. Yeah, because I noticed that not many of you pray for long hours alone. Yeah, so it's a training so that you will learn. Yeah, so that you will learn how to pray on your own. If God can open your eyes to see the level of darkness that is upon this age, upon this time that you and I are, you will pray. Yeah. If you can know how much darkness has covered the earth, covered everyone on earth, if you can know what the kingdom of darkness are doing to ensure that nobody enter into the kingdom of God, that nobody make heaven, if you can see these things, you will pray. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. There's a lot going on in the realm of the spirit. And then Christians are just, they are just, I don't even know what, I don't know the English to use to describe it. Christians are just lukewarm, lazy, and they just feel like everything is fine, all is well. All is not well until you pray. Everything is not fine until you pray. I know what I'm talking about. And things are about to get worse in this generation. Things are about to get very difficult. Very difficult. And very bad. And then Christians are sleeping. Not praying. So I don't know if this issue of prayer is really a concern to you. Yeah, I just feel like telling you my mind, why I do what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for you. Yeah, I'm not doing it so that we can have a long list of prayer points. No. Yeah, no. It's not hard for me to sit down and type prayer points from through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I can sit down and the Holy Spirit will be literally telling me one prayer point one by one. And I can do that to 500 prayer points. Yeah. It's not difficult for me to get a long list of prayer points from the Lord personally. Yeah, so the prayer sessions we are doing is because of you. Is to train you. Is to build your spirit man into a warrior so that you can stand on your own. You can face the devil and beat him down. You can face situations caused by the devil and overcome. Yeah, so that is why we are doing all of these things. Yeah. You're going to pray. Yeah, I just feel like telling you my mind. Yeah, you're going to pray for yourself. Another thing that helps your prayer life is a Bible study, a personal Bible study. It's another thing that helps your prayer life. Personal Bible study and meditation on the Word of God. When you can sit down and study the Bible and begin to think upon what you have read. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put in me hunger to study your word and meditate on your word. Put in me hunger to study your word and meditate on your word till I get revelations from your word. Till I get revelations from your scriptures. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lord, put in me hunger to study and meditate on your word. Put in me hunger. You know, technology have made it easy. You can even be playing the Bible, and the Bible will be reading, and the computer will be reading the Bible to you. And while the computer is reading, you are also following. God has made everything easy, but why are you still not studying the Bible? We have a lot of translations of the Bible that will make the English simple for you to understand. Then why are you still not studying the Bible? So Lord, put in me the hunger to study your word, to meditate on your word, till I get revelations. Till I get revelations. Give me that hunger, O Lord. Give me that hunger, O Lord. We pray the Bible. Yeah. We pray the Bible. Because in the Bible is the fullness of the will of God. In the Bible are the revelations of the kingdom of God. So we pray the Bible. If you are not full of the Bible, you are not full of the scriptures, your prayer life will not produce results. Because it is Bible that we are praying. Yeah. I might not show you some verses, but every prayer point I tell you to pray, they are from the Bible. They are linked to the Bible. Say, Lord, put in me hunger to study and meditate on your word. Yeah, even if I have to do it with my phone, even if I have to do it on my computer, Lord, give me that hunger to remember that I have not studied your word, and to pick up your Bible and study and meditate. Oh Lord, give me that hunger. I believe you're talking to the Lord. Say, Lord, give me that hunger. Fill my heart with that hunger. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is showing me that some of you have this idol worshiping system in your family, and You have separated yourself from that system. But the family members are doing their best to bring you into that system. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. In your family, there's an idol worshiping system, or maybe ancestor worship or demon worship. Yeah. But you as a Christian, you have disconnected yourself from the system. But they are busy doing all forms of things to bring you back into the system. They are busy doing all forms of rituals to bring you back into the system. Now, I believe you also know that Catholic churches Roman Catholic churches is equal to idol worshiping. I believe you know that. Yeah, Roman Catholic churches, they don't worship Jesus. They don't worship God. It's idols that they worship. I won't talk much on that. Maybe when I'm doing a teaching on that, I'll talk much. But you should know that they don't worship the Lord, but idols. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every ritual and operation of darkness going on to bring me into covenants of idolatry in my family. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy rituals and operations of darkness going on day and night to bring me under the covenants of idolatry in my family, in my father's house, in my mother's house. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every ritual going on day and night, activities of demons going on day and night to bring me under covenants of darkness, of covenants of idols, covenants of idolatry in my family line. Let fire consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy rituals going on to bring me under covenants of idolatry going on in my father's house and mother's house, going on in my family line, going on in my bloodline, going on in my family background. Oh Lord of hosts, let your fire destroy them all. Every ritual and sacrifices, every operation and activities of demons going on to bring me under covenants of idol worshiping that is in my father's house, that is in my family background. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make the environment of my life hostile to demonic activities. You're going to say, Father, make the environment of my life hostile to to demonic operations. Let the environment of my life become too hot for demons to operate. Let the environment of my life become too hot for agents of darkness to operate. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the environment of my spirit, let the environment of my soul, the environment of my mind, the environment of my body, the environment of where I live, the environment of my place of work, the environment of my marriage, my home, my career. Oh Lord, make the environment of my life too hot for darkness to operate. Make the environment of my life hostile to demonic operations. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, make the environment of my life hostile to satanic operations. In the name of Jesus. Make the environment of my spirit, soul, and body hostile to marine spirit operations. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Make the environment of my life hostile for witchcraft operations. Make the environment of my life too hot for demons to operate. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let everything that was once moving forward in my life, but has been delayed by darkness, begin to move forward right now. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let everything that was once moving forward in my life, but was stopped by darkness, begin to move forward now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let them begin to move forward right now. In the name of Jesus, everything that was once moving forward in my life, but was stopped by the enemy, I command them to begin to move forward now. I command them to move forward now. I command them to move forward now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. Everything that was once moving forward in my life, but was frozen by darkness, I command that they move forward now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we are still praying. You're going to pray. let me show you a mystery. Yeah, let me explain a mystery to you. Now, do you know that there are words that are real, just as this physical world is real. Do you know that there are words that are real, but they are invisible? Yeah, we have demonic words, we have witchcraft words, and some of these words, they are even bigger than this earth, and they are for real. I mean, they are real. Yeah, and all these words, all these realms, they surround this earth, that you and I live in. Yeah. Now, do you also know that a man can be trapped, a man or a woman can be trapped in one of these worlds? And as long as you are still trapped in that world, your life in this world will not be successful. Everything you do in this hurt, this physical hurt that we have, will not move forward because your spirit has been trapped in that world. Now, some people, we have dreams like, I just dream, I saw myself somewhere, I was just walking about, and then I woke up. Some will say, I dream, I saw myself in a strange place. Yeah. A strange place that is not familiar, and stuff like that. Yeah, it could be that such person have been trapped in a world, and up till now have not left that world. Yeah, well, that is all I can say about it for now. You're going to pray. If your spirit man has been trapped in one of these demonic worlds, you can try everything in your power to succeed in this earth, in this physical dimension, and yet you will not succeed. Yeah. You can try many things to have breakthroughs, and yet breakthroughs will not come until your spirit is being taken from that realm. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release your mighty angels to remove my spirit from every demonic word that have trapped my spirit. Now, you might not understand these things, but just pray. You will understand later. You're going to say, Father, release your mighty angels to remove my spirit from every demonic world, from every invisible dark world, invisible dark realms where I have been trapped. Oh Lord, release your angels to deliver me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jehash de Tashadamala. Mahadegedelashten Hasushidia. And DMA Kiara Hashda. Thank you, Lord. Release your angels. Oh Lord of hosts, release your angels. Oh Lord of hosts, release your angels to remove my spirits. from every realm, every word it has been trapped in. Release your angels to remove my spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Release your angels now. Wherever the world is located, whether it is in the air, whether it is in the second heaven, in the space, in the stars, wherever the world is located, whether it is under the earth, or in the sea, or in the waters, anywhere my spirit man has been trapped, oh Lord, release your angels to free me now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, release your angels. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Release your angels for my deliverance. Release your angels to deliver me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. Then we will round off the session. Yeah. There are a lot of mysteries that surrounds this world. If you think all that is in this world is what your physical eyes is seeing or can see, you are just deceiving yourself. There are a lot of mysteries, dark mysteries, that surrounds this earth, that surrounds this world, and that are influencing this world, controlling this world, enslaving this world. Yeah, one of the mysteries, I think I've explained it before, is that the enemy can attack your timeline. Or maybe I should put it this way, they can attack your days, your hours. Yeah, the enemy can take possession of your time, and from the midst of your time, they determine what should happen to you. They determine how your day will go, how you will think in that day. They determine the kind of people you will meet that day, in that day. They determine everything that will happen to you in that day. So they have hijacked your time. Yeah, so even if someone important is supposed to give you a phone call on that day, somehow that person will just forget about you. If you are supposed to meet somebody important that day, somehow they will just forget about you. Or the meeting will just not go well. So they can take possession of your time and from it begin to determine everything that happens to you, including what you will think throughout that day, including what you will think in your mind throughout that day. That is how powerful the kingdom of darkness is. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the anger of God to destroy powers of darkness and agents of darkness that have taken
possession of my time, possession of my timeline, possession of my days, possession of my hours, to ensure that nothing good happened to me. Let the anger of God destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Let the anger of God destroy them. Powers of darkness, forces of darkness, agents of darkness, demons that have taken possession of my timeline, taken possession of my hours, my days, to enforce evil, to ensure that nothing good happened to me. Let the anger of God waste them all. Let the anger of God waste them all. Thank you, Lord. Let the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say, I invoke God's anger to destroy kingdoms of darkness that have taken possession of my timeline, taken possession of my days, to ensure that nothing good happened to me, to ensure that nothing good happened in me. Let the anger of God waste them. In Jesus' name, let them be destroyed by God's anger. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. Yeah. Another mystery of darkness that I think you should know about is in the fact that they can hide inside your body. Demons can hide inside your body. In fact, they can hide inside your intestines to afflict you. Yeah, so if you think that demons, they only stay in people's spirits, is a lie. I mean, they don't only stay in people's spirits. Yeah. They can stay in your body. They can merge with they can be in the food you eat. They can enter into your body through the food you eat. And from inside your body, be afflicting you. Yeah, they can bring thousands of them into your body. Yeah, because they are spirits. They can do that. Yeah, so many times you need your body to be cleansed. Yeah, this world is polluted. Many times you need your body to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Yeah, because demons can hide inside to afflict you. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. They don't have to hide in form of sickness. You can be healthy in quotes. You can be okay in quotes in your body, and demons are there. Yeah. So it's not only in form of sickness. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I call upon the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To destroy hiding places of darkness in my body and organs. Yeah. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I call upon the blood of Jesus to destroy hiding places of darkness in my body and bones and organs. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. I call upon the blood of Jesus to destroy hiding places of darkness in my body. Yeah, you can raise up your right hand. You can also place it on your head, any of the two. You can place your right hand on your head. You can raise it up. Begin to say, I call upon the blood of Jesus to destroy hiding places of darkness in my blood, in my bones, in my body, in my organs. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them. My body is the temple of God. Only God is allowed to inhabit my body. Only God and His kingdom is allowed to stay in my body. Let the blood of Jesus destroy hiding places of darkness and demons in my body. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you by the authority of the Lord in this place right now. Let the blood of Jesus invade your body right now and begin to eliminate hiding places of darkness and demons right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I release the blood of Jesus into your body to destroy hiding places of serpents and scorpions, hiding places of demonic and unclean entities right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. Devil loves to use what you love so much to trap you and control you. Yeah. And of course, you know, I'm talking about fleshly and earthly things. Fleshly, worldly, or earthly things. So that is what he will use to control you and to enslave you. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus,
let the strength of darkness over my soul be destroyed. Let the strength darkness have over my soul be destroyed. Let the strength darkness have over my soul, over my life, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. That particular thing you cherish so much is what will give the enemy strength. And they will be able to use the fact that you value that thing so much. It could be somebody you value so much. But God is not interested in that relationship. Yeah, begin to say, let the strength the enemy have over my soul, over my life, be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus. Let the strength the kingdom of darkness have over me. Let the stronghold through which devil is able to control me and enslave me break right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let a stronghold in my heart through which the devil is able to control and enslave me be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus, let a stronghold in my mind, in my emotions, in my feelings, in my lifestyle, through which devil is able to control and enslave me, let it be destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray for you that the strength the kingdom of darkness have over your soul, what that which they know how to do to get you, that which they know how to do to enslave you, to control you, I decree that the Almighty God destroy that strength in the name of Jesus. Every decision you need to make so that they become weak against you, receive strength now to make those decisions. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I'm going to stop here. Before I pray for you, I need to also remind you that one of the ways through which you can build a strong prayer life is by following the instruction I have given earlier. When I said that, you should be praying with our prayer sessions. You can be using these prayer sessions to pray personally, alone, when you are alone. Yeah. I said you should try as much as possible to pray these prayer sessions like 2 times on your own. Yeah, that will be 4 hours. Yeah. If you pray this prayer session, because it's over 2 hours, then you pick the audio from the group, You use it to pray in your personal prayer time. Maybe you use it to pray in the morning. Then you use it to pray again, maybe at night or whatever time. That is 4 hours. So gradually you will start growing to be able to stay alone with God for hours without distractions. Yeah. So if you follow that instruction, you become a strong, prayerful Christian. This is not just about I'm waiting for the answers to the prayers. Surely there will be answers to the prayers. But this is also in another way building your spirit man to be strong and prayerful. I hope you follow this instruction. Yeah. I hope you follow it. Yeah, raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you because you're so faithful. We thank you for your grace that is sufficient unto us. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for caring so much for us. Thank you for helping us in those moments we couldn't help ourselves. Thank you, Father, for breathing your life into us and your life destroyed deadness in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for many things you have opened our eyes to see during the course of these prayers. We thank you for many things you have made our heart to understand during the course of these prayers. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask concerning everyone hearing my voice right now, I ask that you bless everyone. The blessing that you have in your hands for everyone here, oh Lord, release them now. In the name of Jesus, the blessing that has your name on it in the hand of God, I decree that you receive it now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that helps shall rise for you from places where many people could not get help. I decree that helps shall rise from those places for you in the name of Jesus. The determination of witchcraft agents to hurt you is now destroyed in the name of Jesus. I repeat, the determination of witchcraft personalities, witchcraft creatures, witchcraft agents to cause you harm is now destroyed and terminated and consumed in the name of Jesus. Those who have gathered themselves together to bring you down, I decree that heaven shall scatter them in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord shall lift up your life, and you shall succeed beyond limits. You shall excel beyond limits. You shall prosper beyond limits. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Remain blessed.